I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, whatever you missed, the iHeart app goes to, you go to the John and Ken On Demand podcast, and you know what I saw somebody do today?
No, what?
Is
you actually saw somebody do this?
Yes, you can go to your iPhone, right, and just say, Siri, open iHeart Radio and play John and Ken, and our podcast shows up instantly. We start talking.
Your wish is their command.
I get complaints from some people who just don't want to adapt to the new world. It's like, it's really hard to find a podcast. I don't know what to do. It's like, no. Just say, Siri, open iHeartRadio, play John and Ken. And like magic, we appear. All right? So no further complaints.
What does it play? Like the most current?
I'm not taking questions.
Wait, my hand is still up.
I heard our voices. I assume it's the latest episode.
Yes, it's the latest episode.
Thank you.
Oh, that's who showed you.
No.
No, I actually didn't show him.
Oh, he did. Okay. I saw somebody do this, and I'm just curious. When you were getting your bagel this morning, and
I know people. Look, I know people.
I don't think so. I really don't.
I do.
You pretend you do, but you don't like people.
That's
therefore
different.
You don't know people.
No. Liking
you
people.
You avoid people?
Knowing people and liking people are two different categories.
Hmm.
I know plenty of people I don't like.
Yeah, but why would you continue to know them? Shouldn't you disassociate if you don't like them?
I have to know somebody. Why am I required to like them too? You're asking a lot out of me, all right? Just knowing them exhausts me.
All right. Well, with a little bit of fanfare, the Los Angeles Police Department yesterday announced that they have arrested 11 people in the string of flash mob robberies at stores in the whole Los Angeles area, as the Times says, that have drawn outrage and prompted the formation of a specialized law enforcement task force. We love task forces. Do we have a task force, the John and Ken Show? Do we have one?
No, we don't have any employees here, so.
We don't.
Who would you put on the task force?
Me.
Okay, you're the task force.
Yeah, sure.
He's
our task force. Since Ray is down with COVID, that's all we got, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's Eric and Ray. There's your task force.
The robberies were of the Yves Saint Laurent in Glendale, a warehouse shoe store in Highland Park. Well, that's not so high-end. A Nordstrom in Canoga Park and a Versace in Beverly Grove. They didn't really release any information on the 11 suspects.
And why is that? Because we'd find
out. And the Times admits this is a fraction of the number of people involved.
Right. And if we had their names, then maybe we could understand their long, long rap sheets and how many times Gascon has let them out or not. Because getting arrested doesn't mean anything. It's whether you're prosecuted and imprisoned.
Ah.
Okay,
right.
So
and we could shame them, right? We could publicly shame them. Would that help?
Well, no. It's not going to do much. We're going to throw fruit at them. I mean, no, they have to be put in prison.
Well, make them march nude in the town square.
That could be humiliating. I like that. Now we're getting
I'm getting closer.
Okay, right. If you want to humiliate them, sure. That's good.
Yeah, because at the robbery of that Nordstrom store, more than 30 masked people entered the store and ransacked the place.
I want to know, are these guys the same guys who did that run of smash and grabs in late 2021? Before the holidays.
That's a good point. That's
okay.
Right.
Are these the same guys?
The Times did this editorial the other day where they were saying, oh, it's not related to criminal justice reform.
Oh, yeah,
when we have these situations, the police do arrest people like they did in 2021. But you made a good point. No. A lot of them could be out and right back at it. It's all just these organized gangs. These things happen. Calm down, everyone.
Those are mental.
The tone of the editorial.
Those are mental patients, okay? That has nothing to do with reality. Nothing, okay? Here's the reality.
Crime is down. What are you talking about? Here's our statistics.
They're fake statistics. They're liars. We know the game. The truth is, these people who commit the crimes are constantly arrested and let out. Arrested and let out. Sometimes in an hour. There's no bail anymore for a lot of crimes. There are no sentences anymore for a lot of crimes. There's no consequences. Why do you think the crimes keep getting committed? There's not an inexhaustible supply of people who do smash and grab robberies. There's only so many people who are going to do this. So if you put them in prison and kept them there, the smash and grabs would go down to zero. You'd simply be out of people who want to bother doing it, and they wouldn't see the upside.
Yeah. Well, you see, they fall into the category of low-level, nonviolent crimes.
Well, nobody
got hurt. I mean, they broke some glass, but honestly, these are not really bad people. I'm sure they can turn their lives around if we give them another chance.
You know what? I don't care about their lives. I don't care if they get turned around or not. Put them in prison. They're a pain in the ass. I don't. This low-level, nonviolent, that's an invented, made-up phrase. They're criminals. They steal other people's stuff. Prison. Period. Prison. Okay?
Problem is they expanded that definition to include a lot of bad people.
Because
they wanted to release people from prison and they're not sending them
there. It's all an artificial construct. It's all fake. For most of our lives, we knew what the score was, right? You steal stuff, you're a bad guy, you go to prison. As long as you're in prison, you can't steal stuff. Period. And then if you steal a second time, you go to prison even longer. A third time, even longer, maybe for good. It was easy and it worked.
No sooner was this announced yesterday by LAPD than we had 9 people ransack a Macy's store in Sherman Oaks. 12:40 p.m. yesterday, a flash mob robbery.
Okay. Now,
so they can barely keep up. The arrests are way behind the crimes being committed.
If there is one...
At least 9 people in 2 cars, it says.
If there's one department store you could possibly find me in a given year, it would be the Macy's in Sherman Oaks.
Is that right?
Yes. That would be the one possibility.
Shopping for your high-end suits?
What was that?
I've never seen you in a suit.
Miss Gucci
can't help herself.
Miss Gucci?
You don't know how many times she has to restrain herself from laughing.
Oh, it's hard.
But that was a good one. Yeah, I also don't see you in the Macy's store. The highest-end department store, but it's pretty good. You never buy clothing, so I was wondering what you were doing in there.
Well, that's my own private thing. But you're really nosy today. You want to know what people I know and whether I like them? What do I do in the Macy's?
Well, what do you do in the Macy's?
I shop.
For what?
You don't shop. That's the weirdest thing.
Sure.
No, you buy a bagel and a Coke and a hamburger. That's your shopping.
They sell that in the men's department. Well, or for example, during Christmas, I have to go there to buy presents.
Once a year.
Well, I said if there's one place, it would be there. That's where I go.
And in Sherman Oaks?
Well, because it's on the way home from Burbank.
From the station.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's the only shopping.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. There's nothing else I pass.
No.
And I used to buy some clothes there. But now I buy everything online.
So whatever this is, it seems to come and go in cycles, these flash mob robberies. Because that's true. It was back in 2021, I guess. We were talking about this a lot on the show. And then in 2022, it seemed to kind of fade away. And now it's back here in 23. I don't know. You know what I think it is? It is organized gangs. And after they get arrested, they lay low for a while, and now they're back again.
Right.
Yes, I think you're right. It's probably a lot of the same people.
Right. So they go back to selling drugs in the neighborhood or whatever.
Yes, that's right. They find something else. Because I was telling somebody this the other day. Remember the big thing was the knock-knock robberies. This goes back before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
That was huge. And then they made a bunch of arrests, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And that seemed to fade. And then it shifted over to people on the street, getting their watches stolen, their phones stolen.
These guys,
and now we're on to the smash and grab.
These guys are multi-talented. They have many ways to steal.
Right?
They adapt very quickly. It's like if the police are onto the smash and grabs, they got other ways to steal. They could just put a gun to your head while you're having dinner out on the sidewalk. It's also very effective.
All right, when we return, speaking of theft, you're really not going to believe this story. It has two different parts to it, but it does concern one of our favorite California state agencies. Anybody got a guess? And it's not DMV anymore. It's the Employment Development Department, the one that pays out the unemployment money and paid out $50 billion in fraud money during the pandemic. Two stories. The first one makes sense. The second one, you're probably going to scream. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Okay, little Miss Gucci here, snorting at my Macy's shopping experience.
It was a bit stunning.
Deborah Mark has...
I like to stun.
Deborah Mark has the news.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Oh, listen. My God, that's terrible. Can you delete that? And I never want to hear that again.
Sounds like you're choking.
It does. That's not feminine at all. Yikes. Wow.
It's like a death rattle
that,
there.
That is.
I think that was in the song.
We're
coming
too.
Back. It's like an odd little piece of music.
Then I see Eric and John laughing hysterically and looking my way. And
I wanted to
gotcha.
See how long it was going to take before you recognized yourself. It's the John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, remarkably, we do have calls from the Moist line to play in a couple of hours. I'll be curious what's in there, too, since it was a very short week for us both on the air, but I guess be commentary and all sorts of things going on in the news. We're going to have an update on the fires in Hawaii, particularly, of course, in Maui and Lahaina, coming up after the news at 2 o'clock with Alex Stone. Of particular interest is still the number of missing people from those fires. I mean, the death toll is already high, but who knows what's going on with the list of people still unaccounted for. And also later in the show, and we heard this on KFI News yesterday and gave me the idea, there's going to be a ballot measure next year, John Cobalt, for Los Angeles City voters to determine whether or not the hotels have to take in the vagrants. It was put there by the big union for the hotel workers.
Don't do that. Then your visitors are going to have nowhere to stay. None of your friends or relatives are going to want to stay in a hotel filled with vagrants and drug addicts.
Yeah, it's like, can you imagine your tourists come to L.A. and you walk up to the check-in desk and next to you some creepy-looking guy? Yeah,
right.
He smells.
Yeah, he's smoking meth. No.
He's talking to himself. So we'll bring that guest on the air, too, from a hotel group later on in the show. California's Employment Development Department has been added to the list of high-risk agencies in California by the state auditor. Not really sure what that means in terms of punishment or what. Because of inadequate fraud prevention.
Wait a second. They just figured this out?
They did. They had to do a long audit to find out that back in 2020, we gave away billions and billions.
Took 3 years to figure out how many tens of billions of dollars we blew?
EDD is unable to reliably estimate improper payments under the unemployment insurance program.
They can't even
thus tell. Adversely affecting the state's financial statements.
They don't even know how much money they blew.
Or they gave that, right.
And then the stupid bureaucrat, Julie Sue, who oversaw this department, she is now Biden's labor secretary.
Yes.
Yeah. So she got promoted to the top labor job in the U.S. government because she lost track of tens of billions of dollars that went to fraudsters during COVID. Wow.
Now, connected to this, a listener sent me the latest newsletter from the Employment Development Department. A particular note was this paragraph. EDD investigators receive national recognition. The U.S. Department of Labor, and as John just mentioned, it's run by Julie Sue. The Office of Inspector General recently awarded EDD investigators with special recognition awards, citing they were significantly instrumental in combating COVID-19 unemployment fraud. Is this Julie Sue's way of trying to say, all right, I did good there, and we'll give them an award?
She gave an award to her own agency.
Her own former agency,
where she blew $30 billion to fraudsters, minimum.
Now, if you read the press release carefully, they're not talking about the fraud that went out the door. They're talking about the recovery efforts.
Uh-huh.
Claiming that they've been doing good and clawing back some
really?
Of the money.
Those foreigners, they were able to claw back the money from all the people running around in Eastern Europe and Nigeria and China.
They opened up over 1,800 investigations, arrested over 600 suspects.
Uh-huh.
But you know what it doesn't say in this? How much money they recovered.
Well,
they claim that they blocked, this is an interesting word, they blocked over $125 billion in fraud attempts.
$125 million?
A billion. Billion.
$125 billion?
Yeah.
They blocked.
They claim that even though we lost 30 to 40 to 50 billion, whatever that number is, we would have lost more, but they jumped on it and they blocked what they say is $125 billion more.
I don't believe that.
In fraud attempts.
They don't even know how much was lost. If they don't know how much was lost, how come they know how much they claim to have blocked?
I don't know. I guess probably.
Yes. This is a joke.
They probably stopped an application and flagged it as possibly fraudulent, and they count that in the total, whatever the person was claiming.
It doesn't matter. They lost tens of billions of dollars, period. End of story.
They did. I know.
That's all that matters. She's terrible. She's a terrible bureaucrat.
It says here, as of March, you're right, the department could still not determine how many fraudulent or improper payments they had made.
Okay, so only the feeble Joe Biden, only the dementia patient would give up this kind of a promotion to a woman who performed that badly. You try losing $30 billion for your company.
And the last we heard, her nomination is stuck. She's not going to become officially the head of the Labor Department, the secretary.
No, but she's going to be permanently.
Biden's going to keep her there as acting, right?
Right. So she just lost a word out of her title.
Yeah, but you can still go, nyah. You're not really the Secretary of Labor. You're just an actor.
Did you see what Kamala Harris said?
No.
She's going to refer to her as Secretary of Labor.
Well, that's important.
That she's not going to use the term acting. So there.
It's an insult.
There's a nanya for you.
And it's anti-women and anti-Asian if you do that.
Yep.
Right?
Sure.
You're just being elitist.
Elitist, right, and you're discriminatory, and you're xenophobic, and all the rest.
We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
ooh,
it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app is where you go to hear the John and Ken podcast, everything you missed.
Well, it's not hard to guess what probably is the most viral piece of material flying around the world of social media today. That would be the really, it's rare when you get something I would call this bipartisan. Both sides seem to be enjoying it. It's the mugshot of Donald Trump. That is, he's tilted his head downward. He's got a grimace.
He's
a
trying,
scowl is the word, right?
He's trying to look fierce. Defiance.
Defiance.
I'll show you.
I was reminded of like a villain from some Batman movie or something like that.
Yeah. No, that's what he's become. Yeah.
The Orange Flash. What would you call him? With this? And you can really see the top of his head because he tilted his head down.
Right.
And you can see his hair is really gray now. I don't really see a lot of orange.
Hmm. It depends on the day.
But there were reports, weren't there, that he does like tanning things because he does look a little like tanned or orange faced.
No, you can tell. Well, no, he definitely does this tanning. And you can tell sometimes because he has the white circles around his eyes. He puts on those protective glasses in the tanning
that's
booth.
Right. Yeah, right, right.
And for all I know, he's got a stylist to come and just slops on orange paint every morning, too. Because actually, I know somebody who used to do that.
Oh, really?
Deborah, have you ever known a woman who had somebody slop a tan on there?
Yeah, spray tans. Yeah,
spray tans or paint or something. Yeah, one woman I'm aware of.
Doesn't it like melt off or how does it stay on you all day?
I've never done it, but it does. If you go to these tanning salons, it stays for a couple of weeks, and then you have to go back every couple of weeks or so, and you get it sprayed on.
You can't get caught in the rain though. Otherwise, you end up with a big brown puddle around you.
Yeah, that'd be a little embarrassing.
Right. Like Giuliani with the dripping hair dye.
This was George's Fulton County Jail. He says he spent about 20 minutes there. We have some audio. We got the airplane noise in the background here. Here he is after he left the jail.
Thank you very much for being here. I really believe this is a very sad day for America. This should never happen. If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election. I thought the election was a rigged election, a stolen election, and I should have every right to do that. As you know, you have many people that you've been watching over the years do the same thing, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Stacey Abrams or many others. When you have that great freedom to challenge, you have to be able to, otherwise you're going to have very dishonest elections. What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. And everybody knows it. I've never had such support. And that goes with the other ones, too. What they're doing is election interference. They're trying to interfere with an election. There's never been anything like it in our country before. This is their way of campaigning.
And you know, I've never heard him say any of this before.
It's remarkable, isn't it?
It's all brand new.
Well, but the point is here, and he said this every time, you're right, he's been indicted. The devil's in the details, because I could see a juror nodding and saying, well, that's right. He just felt like he may have won the election and they need to look into some things. So he just took action to make it clear that he wants to contest what seems to be the official results. But I want to see what the prosecutors present in terms of his involvement in just contesting the election.
No juror has to listen to evidence. You don't have to sit there and be convinced. If you want to let the guy off, you can. The OJ jury set that template. That's now 28 years ago. You just don't listen to the evidence. It's like,
there's an audio recording where he's talking to the Georgia Secretary of State. He goes, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $1 million if you find me 10,000 votes.
You just ignore it.
The juror could ignore it. You would ignore that?
Sure, it's jury nullification. They can do that.
Versus him saying something like, well, you know, we get reports that there were some ballots that came in at the last moment that looked suspicious. Did you look into that? That wouldn't seem that way.
I didn't hear, I didn't hear it that way.
Hmm.
I have this fantasy about being the biggest a-hole juror imaginable, where I just sit there among the with the other 11 and just ignore all the evidence, and they're all yelling and screaming and red in the face and pounding the table. It's like, I just don't see it that way. Why are you so mad?
Like a really good stalk of broccoli, you would be. Huh?
Oh yeah, right. Just be Because there have been people like that on many juries. And it's like, I don't know. What are you going to do, yell at me? You're going to start crying? I didn't hear that. I didn't see that.
So he goes on Newsmax hours after the booking, and he said some things that are a little surprising. I came in, I was treated very nicely, but it is what it is. I took a mugshot. I've never heard the word mugshot before. Okay.
What does that mean?
He's sounding like he's never heard the term. They didn't teach me that at the Wharton School of Finance, he said.
You know, if Biden said that, everybody would be mocking him.
I know. I'd be like,
I've never heard the term mugshot before. Do you know what?
Yeah, he says he felt like he was in a third world country. In my whole life, I didn't even know anything about indictments. Now I've been indicted like four times. Come on. All right, he's been involved in civil cases that aren't indictments.
Oh, stop. He lived in New York City all his life.
Everybody knows what an indictment is.
No, that makes no sense. That's just stupid. You know what I saw in Brentwood? And I should forward you this picture. But I went to the drugstore yesterday, and across the street is a Chevron gas station. And there was a guy who set up on the sidewalk a MAGA stand. It was two red canopies, and he had tables set up, and he was selling Trump merchandise. And he had six flags waving on these poles on either side of his little MAGA stand.
He comes to the Valley, too.
Oh, you've seen this guy?
Yeah, he hangs out by the California Chicken Cafe in Woodland Hills at, like, Shoop and Ventura.
So one of the flags, the upper right one, is F. Biden. Spelled it all out there. There's an American flag, Trump 2024. He's got a banner along the front that says "Lock them up." Picture of Joe and Hunter, and then he's got some T-shirts. I guess they have adopted the Raiders logo, the shield. Mm-hmm. I can't make out what it says on there, but probably something pro-Trump. You can get a black T-shirt with the number 47. Surrounded by stars, because if he wins, he'd be the 47th president. Yeah. And he was not getting many customers in Brentwood. There was not a line for the merchandise.
What happened to Let's Go Brandon? That really disappeared, didn't it? Remember that from a couple of years back?
Yeah.
Reference to Joe Biden, F him.
I couldn't believe that went on as long as it did.
Oh, you know what else happened today? Trump is returned to Twitter, which is now X.
Yeah.
The headline I saw was, that's the end of Truth Social. Because now if he's posting on Twitter again, that's where people will go.
Well, right? He'll have a real audience there. His Truth Social never attracted many people.
Well, I thought he was the king of new social media. He was going to make a big difference.
It's too hard to get people to switch that stuff.
But Twitter's lost people since Musk took over, didn't it? Didn't they lose some people?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. The thing still runs like it always did, which I'm fascinated by because he fired 90% of the staff.
Right. What's the Meta one? I heard that one actually got
Threads.
It got off to a fast start, and then people faded away on it.
Yeah. I never understood the appeal. I've never had a day where I thought, I just want to randomly read other people's posts. Like, never. Nor have I had 1 minute. It's like, I think I'm going to post something. I have something to say. It's just,
have a 3-hour show where you can say everything. You don't need to have a platform. You got one right here, right? Although they want you to do more on social media for us, so.
Oh, you go first.
No, I think you should go to Macy's and make a video.
That would be great. Trying on suits.
See what you're doing in there. Let's see what you shop for.
I'll be smash and grabbed. Might not be bad.
They took a man today from Macy's and a smash and grab. And
carried him
out. John Cobalt was ripped away. All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, coming up after 2 o'clock, we'll talk about the latest in the fires that have affected Hawaii, particularly Maui and the village of Lahaina. We'll be bringing on Alex Stone, ABC News. We'll be talking also about the new PG&E for that state, Hawaiian Electric. Well, could it be their power lines caused a lot of this damage with the fires? Mm. And could it be, according to some lawyers, they actually sent out workers to take away evidence?
take away all the poles, the lines, all the equipment, that would prove they were at fault for the fire.
Wow, if that's true, that company's in big trouble.
The PG&E executives are going, why didn't we think of that?
Well, of course, remember PG&E, they had that big gas blast up in San Bruno.
Yeah.
And they got charged criminally, but it was the company. Nobody actually went to jail for that.
No, I mean, this is the same story behind the Paradise Fire, behind that explosion, that refinery explosion. Not refinery explosion, the electric, what was it? It was something. What was it?
PG&E. San Bruno?
Yeah, San Bruno, right.
That was a natural gas.
Natural gas explosion, yeah. Right. But it's the same, it's bad management. They should put the power lines underground, period. There's no excuse for this.
All right, so we told you that when they did the Republican debate, Trump actually went on with Tucker Carlson. And one of the things that Tucker Carlson asked is whether or not he feels like his life is being threatened, not just with these indictments, but otherwise, because they talked about Jeffrey Epstein. So we have a woman who was arrested in Chicago. She was a social studies teacher by the name of Tracy Fiorenza. And she's been ordered to appear in court. She was sending threatening emails, not only to Trump. She emailed the headmaster of Barron Trump School in Palm Beach County, Florida, and wrote, I will state that I will shoot Donald Trump Sr. and Barron Trump straight in the face at any opportunity I get. She emailed the headmaster again, saying she would slam a bullet in Barron's head with his father and then put in caps, in self-defense.
Wow.
I know.
No, she's a complete whack job. She has claimed that the government is using remote sexual stimulation on students.
Well, how does that work?
I don't know. I thought maybe you would.
Me? Remote sexual stimulation devices? Like a little implant?
I don't know. Wow,
something they drop in your pants?
And somebody else can control it from the outside?
Your first day of school, here's a vibrator. I don't know. They reached out to her in June and arranged for an interview. She was shown copies of the emails, and she confirmed she intentionally wrote them and sent them from her residence.
She goes after everybody. I don't think it's purely politics. She goes on social media, and she accuses Oprah Winfrey, the Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, and a music producer, Calvin Harris, of various crimes.
Hmm. Apparently, she believes in the Illuminati. The secret society,
oh,
the Illuminati. Yes, that again. It really does trap some people, doesn't it? In this,
you know, I barely know what that is, but it keeps coming up in all these stories. Every time there's a whack job caught or they go on a killing spree, it's like, I believe in the Illuminati. And
it's like people who believe there's a shadow government, people who believe that there are strange dark forces at work that secretly control the world. There's a lot of people, John, who believe this stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same people who believe that there's a pedophile ring of government officials that are kidnapping children.
But they're not entirely wrong either, because there was a pedophile ring. It was on Epstein's Island. It wasn't at the pizza shop.
Oh, right.
But they were kind of in the ballpark, see?
All right, coming up next, the latest on the fires in Hawaii, particularly we're talking about the island of Maui. We'll get the latest report, particularly about the number of people still considered missing. Alex Stone, ABC News, will be here. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.